There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me with whatever it is that's on your mind. And you need to call me in the next hour or so because this is the day we do Broken Fix It. So the last half hour of the program is going to be devoted to that, to an interview as opposed to y'all. So if there's something on your mind that you want to talk with me about, give me a call right now, okay, or certainly in the next hour, right, 855-99-375, and I'm trying very hard to keep up with the emails, so we thought we'd start off this hour with an email. All right, Trevor, lay one on me.
Okay, here comes one that is anonymously submitted. Dear Dr. Joy, I've been abused by my mom's husband. He's my father biologically, but because of all the trauma he put me through, I don't consider him as a father figure. The abuse was since childhood because of me being gay and feminine. I'm now 30.
Gay and what?
And feminine.
Okay, so he's a male. Okay.
Sure. And I'm 30 now, and the physical abuse stopped years ago, and the verbal abuse stopped a year ago. I left home 5 times in the past 10 years. I would always go back for my mom's sake of me wanting to be with her. Now I'm partially out of the house again because of the fear inside me that he might hurt me again. Although deep inside I know he won't because I feel he knows that if he does, he'll never see me again. But I just can't get rid of that horrible stomach ache I'm getting, feeling something might happen. How do I deal with this feeling so I could stay home permanently with my mom?
Well, honey, at 30, it may be time for you to not necessarily think about staying home permanently with your mom. That, first of all, if your mom was uncomfortable, she could move out. All right? And I think you need to be, you know, one of the articles that we were going to look at today is how we can delude ourselves, how we can convince ourselves that something is right when it's not. And at 30, I mean, let's look at this in 3 different ways. Number one, should you at 30 be living at home? And I would argue probably not, that even if at some point when your mother's health fails or she gets older, it may make some sense for you to be living with her. But if you're 30, she's probably in her mid-50s maybe. And if she was unhappy with her husband, she'd leave. So she's not. So you're saying that you're taking care of her, I think, is wrong-headed. It really is. And it would be wrong-headed if being at home was just cozy and comfy, but it's even more wrong-headed given the fact that being at home isn't cozy and comfy. It's nerve-wracking and uncomfortable. I think you're rationalizing some issues that you need to look at much more carefully about your own dependency, about whether or not you have friends, whether or not you have a job, whether or not you have some economic stability. Because if you have all those, then maybe you should be living on your own and inviting your mom over or taking her on special trips or being supportive of her. But she is married, and she is married and happily enough so that she stays in it. So you saying you're going home to take care of your mom, I think is not accurate. You're going home to take care of yourself, and you're not really being taken care of. All right, so that's number one. Living at home at 30 doesn't seem to me to make much sense under any circumstances, but certainly under your specific ones, number one. Number two, at some point, I think you need to take your dad out for a cup of coffee and say, Dad, I may not have been the son you wanted, and maybe you're not the father I wanted, but maybe we should sort of try and make some peace with one another. I still have your value system in that I'm honest, or I'm hardworking, or I'm intelligent, or whatever. I mean, deciding that you're going to divorce your dad is not a very profitable philosophy, because at some point he's going to do this really irritating thing and very likely die. And I know a part of you is saying, well, that'd be good, but a part of you is not going to think that that's good, that there is that kind of atavistic, that you may not view him as a great dad, but he still is yours and the only one presumably you'll ever have. And you may want to see if you can make better peace with him than you have. I mean, remember that countries put down their arms and sort of make truces. And you're not a 3-year-old who's going to be sent to your room, and you're not a 12-year-old who's going to be embarrassed. You're a 30-year-old human being that can say, Dad, look, let's see if there's not some way that we can work out some appropriate truce. And you may not be able to. I mean, I'm not suggesting that this is going to be easy or simple or anything else. But, I mean, you can only do what you can do. And it sounds like you haven't really done it. And you're well past adolescence. And as you point out, he's not going to do anything physical to you. He's not even going to do anything verbal to you. And people can change. But there has to be a reason for change and a way for them to change. And this seems to me to be an opportunity for you to, in a non-scary way, on neutral turf, say to him, you know, maybe we can figure out a way to find some mutual respect. I didn't choose to be gay. I didn't choose for you to be my father. You didn't choose for me to be your son, but that's what is. So let's see what we can do about that that makes both of us less unhappy and maybe finds a way to not make mom feel like she's caught in the middle. So if you're really trying to take care of your mom, that this may be the best step you can do. It's not living there and being frightened all the time, but in fact working out some kind of detente with your dad. And again, the third is you just sort of coming to grips with who you really are and who you need to be and finding some degree of serenity and some degree of emotional and financial independence. Because I think your wish to be at home very likely may have much more to do with your checkbook than your heart. And I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm just saying I think you're wrapping yourself in your affection for your mom as opposed to looking at your own inability to kind of take care of yourself. And if you can take care of yourself, can't take care of anybody else till you can take care of yourself. Now, it doesn't sound to me your mom is actually asking to be taken care of. And conversely, it sounds like you may be putting her in the middle by continuing to have a war going on with your dad. And because essentially you're making her, every time you're there, you're making her choose. Of who do you love better? Whose side are you on? And that's not going to make her stomach feel very good either. So this is your opportunity to kind of literally put on your big boy pants and go deal with your dad. And I would deal with it on his turf. I think you don't want to necessarily give him home field advantage because he can sort of never darken my door again, which hopefully he wouldn't. But take him out someplace neutral. Should be someplace public. I would certainly suggest that it not involve alcohol. And see, and it may not be a one-stop shop. It may be that this is something that's going to be an ongoing dialogue. But that's the best way you can take care of yourself and your mom, and even in some ways your relationship with your dad. Because whether he's good or not, you don't want to be haunted by this the rest of your life. And if your dad can at some point admit that he loves you, that he just didn't know how to deal with you, that he was brought up in a different kind of culture, then that may be very healing for everybody involved. So the issue, I think, is not how do I get over this feeling about my dad. The issue is how do I deal with my feelings about my dad. And I'm not suggesting that you do this as a way of moving home, because I think you need to be able to move home intellectually and emotionally, but not physically. At 30, you should be ready to live on your own, at least for a while, at least until there's a compelling reason from your mom's point of view about why you can't. And I think right now you're justifying taking care of your mom, who doesn't really need taking care of except maybe making some kind of peace with your dad, as you being taken care of. And again, we can't solve a problem until we acknowledge really what it is. And I don't think the issue here is you taking care of your mom. I think the issue is you making some kind of peace with your dad, which will go a long way to easing the burden on your mom, and looking at your own situation and figuring out a way to and not necessarily to accost or confront your dad, but to say, Dad, look, this is painful for both of us. It's painful for Mom. Maybe it's time to kind of look at another way of interacting with one another. And, you know, I may not have been the perfect son and you may not have been the perfect dad, but isn't there a better way that we can deal with one another than the way that we're dealing with now? Okay, so I'm sure that's not exactly what you were hoping to hear from me, But you need to think about it in different ways and understand, as on some level you do, that the only behavior you can change is yours, not anybody else's. That's just not possible to redo somebody's thinking. But you can, by your behavior, change their behavior, because they'll change their behavior in response to yours. So I would suggest that's where you start. And you may need to write it out. And the idea is not being accusatory and not really asking for him to apologize, but just saying, okay, let's figure out some ways that we can maybe move forward, some things that we'd like in common, some things we can do in common. Okay, and you've got Mother's Day coming up, so it's a good opportunity to do exactly that and be a great gift to your mom. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, hello, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Steve.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, and I would like some advice about a question I feel bothered by, or I feel offended by it, or it's a question that's, it's how old are you, okay? I'm talking to somebody, and
right.
Once in a while, whether boy or girl, how old are you? Okay.
I was going to ask you how old you were at this moment, but I'm terrified to do it. Steve, is it? Are you single or married?
I'm single, but sometimes it just feels like I'm on a checklist. When I hear that question, how old are you? I'm on a checklist, okay? I think I meet the qualifications. Who I am is what I am as a person. A lot
no,
of
I, hear what you're, I hear what you're saying, and certainly I think dating, but again, let me tell you the reason, because you hear me ask it all the time, that, that for example, if you're 21, people ask you how old you are, or let's say that you're 18, people ask you how old you are, you probably want to be older. If you're 60, people ask you how old you are, you probably want to be younger. If you're somewhere in between, it may be because you've never married or you're living with your family. It varies a lot. So I think it's, you know, that age is certainly not incredibly, you know, it's not the bottom line, but it gives a context. So I think, listen, you could do what I do when someone asks me my age. I just lie. I say, you know, I'm 29, and everyone in my family is 29. That's really interesting. My mother, my grandmother, my aunt, my sister, my daughter, all my nieces, and it's genetic, and all of us are very insecure about it, and we all look much older, so we get really hostile. So as far as I'm concerned, you can lie about it, or you can certainly say, gee, why are you asking that question, which is, that may make you feel better.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for speaking with me.
Sure, Sheila. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted your advice. I've been with I'm 23 and my boyfriend's also 23. And we've been together for a year and a half and I've lived with him for the past year. And our apartment lease is going to be up soon. And we were thinking about possibly going to live with his mother. And we would be paying her rent. It's just, I don't think that it's a good idea and I feel like he really wants to do that.
Why does he want to do it?
Well, she's a very difficult person and I think he feels guilty because he wants to help her out financially, and she's lonely. You know, she's a single mom, and he told me that he feels guilty if we don't go live with his mom because she really wants us to. She's just very difficult to deal with. I can't picture myself living there.
Well, I think I think even if she was a honey, it would be difficult. I think it's a statement really of dependence. I think there are better ways. I think you can live in the same block or the same neighborhood as his mom and find your own apartment and have her over and take her out for dinner. But I think, it's interesting. It's kind of like life support. It's not so hard to hook somebody up. It's really hard to unhook them. Moving in with his mom is not so hard. Moving out, which presumably you're going to have to do sooner or later, is going to be very difficult because she's going to view it as rejection. I don't think it's a terrific idea. I think, as I said, even if everybody got along swimmingly, I don't think it's a great idea.
Okay.
But I think you're going to have to convince him, and I think the way to convince him is say, why don't we find a place? How far away from her do you live now?
Only about 10 minutes down the road.
Yeah, I just say, let's find an apartment and invite her over. And at some point, she may end up living with you guys. Or maybe what you do is, maybe the solution, does she own her own home?
Yes.
Maybe what you do is look for a duplex. So one of you lived in one side and one of you lived in the other.
Yeah.
Because that gives you a little bit of separation.
Okay.
I think living with his mom, I agree with you. I think it's going to be a problem, not only initially, but eventually, because sooner or later you're going to probably want to move out. And that's going to be really hard on her.
And I feel like I should do it because I really love him, and I feel like he thinks if I don't do this, then I'm just like, I'm not willing to do whatever it takes to, make everything work and make him happy.
Well, how long was he planning on living there?
Well, we were going to get another apartment, but we just want to save some money so maybe we can buy our own place.
But Sheila, then that isn't about his mom. That's about you. That's about you guys saying we can live there cheaply. This isn't about supporting his mom at all. What I would point out to him is that it's going to create a real problem because if you guys move in there and you're only doing it to save money, it's going to hurt her feelings. And sooner or later, when you have the money saved, you're going to move out, which is going to make her feel used. I think you should have him think it through better. Sheila, I think that this isn't about her. This is about saving money, which is what I thought it was. And I think that's an unfair thing to do to her, because when you get the money saved, you're going to move out, and she's going to have a broken heart. I don't think it's a very good idea. Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. First of all, I think you're great.
Well, thank you, Anna. I like you, too. What's on your mind today?
I wanted to know how I could get my best friend to respect me as a mother, to be more involved with my 2-year-old, and how to deal with her criticism towards me and comments that she's making that I feel are inappropriate about my baby.
Okay. How old are you?
44.
How old's the baby?
The baby's 2.
How old's your friend?
She's 45.
And does she have kids or not have kids?
She has two children who are teenagers now.
Okay.
Who her daughter was like the light of my life forever.
Okay. All right. Let me walk you through a couple things.
Okay.
First of all, you can't make somebody respect you.
Okay.
You earn their respect or you don't, and different people are going to respect different things. So
okay.
That you're kind of out of luck on that. Being involved with your kid, understand, Anna, when you were, if her kids are teenagers, let's say they're 15,
mm-hmm.
that you were at a different stage in your life. Is this your first child?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, look, everybody's enthralled with their first child. But at this moment, your friend has been through two pregnancies, two kids, teenagers. So she's not as enthralled with babies as you probably were 15 years ago. And it doesn't mean that you don't have a lovely child.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that it's not going to happen. She's more tired. She's gone through this. She can see it all happening. She may have a completely different style of parenting than you had. So getting her involved with your two-year-old, I wouldn't hold my breath. And it may be that a lot of your two-year-old moms are going to be closer to the age you were when you were enthralled with who your friend was when she had two-year-olds. But, I mean, it's just going to be different. Do you have a partner?
No, I'm divorced right now.
Okay. Is the child your ex-husband's child?
Yes.
Okay. I hear that you may be lonelier, that you may would like a little bit more support, but asking someone else to love your child as much as you do, not going to happen, number one. But you have to remember, you were at a different stage, and I know that you were crazy about her kid,
mm-hmm.
but you were a different woman. I mean, you were 30 years old at the time, or 25 years old at the time, or something like that. She's been there, done it. She's not going to be as enthralled with babies, and that's okay. It doesn't make her a bad woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, criticism, what is she specifically criticizing you about? What does she say?
Well, she says things like that my daughter is going to have a unibrow, and she's not particularly hairy. She's like makes predictions that, oh, her skin's going to be a lot darker when she gets older.
All right, what I would say to your friend is, I mean, it may be that your friend, believe it or not, is jealous of your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds bizarre, and she may not even be aware of it,
mm-hmm.
but it sounds like you were the great aunt, you were the great friend, you spent a lot of time with your friend, and now you're distracted by this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she may not even be consciously aware that she's saying, but Anna used to be mine and she's not yours. And I know that sounds immature, but our feelings aren't mature or immature, they just are.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say to her is, when she says one of these things that you take as hurtful, you have two choices. You can either say, how would you feel if somebody just said that about one of your kids? All right? Or you could, number two, I suppose you could say, why are you saying that? But the first one is probably more effective. Or you could be stupid and cheerful and just laugh it off.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're going to finish up junk food in just a minute, but Trevor found this kind of cute story. Today is not an easy day because, as many of you are aware, it is the 100th anniversary of the Armenian genocide. And so we talked about a little bit earlier because of Gallipoli and as I mentioned yesterday, the Russell Crowe story about Gallipoli, which is called the Water Diviner or Diviner, depending on how you pronounce it. And the Australians had planned to make it a big deal. And then they had a couple of things on television about it that just really did horribly. And so they are now sort of scaling it back and whatever. So, it's certainly not a happy day for a lot of people, the day of rain and sorrow. So And Gallipoli itself, the movie, is a huge anti-war movie, and suggests that there were at Gallipoli that there were 3,000 Australians and 7,000 Turks who lost their lives in those couple of days at Gallipoli. It was really a bloodbath. But Trevor's trying to find happy stories. The happy story, poor Trevor, the happy story that he found, I'll read you the headline, and then I'll tell you why you should sort of be very gentle with Trevor when you call. The headline says, friendly sea lion pulls over cops, gets buckled in the cruiser. And the story is that a young pup was kind of walking down on flippers down the road, and these cops, I think it's someplace in California, sort of stopped and picked up the pup, was very friendly and sort of nuzzled the cop's legs. And, it is Mendocino. And it's cute little pup, and tried to seatbelt it in and take it back and dump it in the water. And what they noticed was that the pup had an orange tag on it, which meant it had been tagged and it had been domesticated. And my daughter's one of those people who was very much against this kind of thing. And I was at a release of a sea lion or a sea turtle in Florida a couple months ago. And there's a great deal of controversy about saving marine biology, sort of bioorganisms, and then reintroducing them back into the ocean, because and a lot of naturalists think that this is a very bad idea, that Mother Nature sort of culls the herd or the pod or whatever by sort of an animal that beaches itself is dangerous to the pod, is quite often sick. And so sort of taking care of them and putting them back in is a problem on two different levels. One is that whatever it was that they had may be reintroduced into the environment, which is a problem for all the other organisms. But second of all, as this story points out, that domesticated animals don't necessarily know how, they lose the ability to survive on their own, and so you may not be doing them a huge favor. So poor Trevor looks and looks and looks to find a happy story, and I'm saying, I don't know, this is a happy story. Trevor's tending his resignation even as we speak. I'm not working for her anymore.
Oh, no. I just thought he was a cute little fella, and I was hoping...
Well, it is a cute puppy, but it is a problem. And,
yeah.
It's part of my little argument about anthropomorphizing of sort of feeling like... Because whenever my daughter, who is a marine biologist, is whenever there's a story, Mom... I know people think that they're doing good, but they're not. So, and she's very much an environmentalist. All right, I have one more kind of cool story. This is actually a cool story about a CEO. It's a young guy who has his own company, and they do billing or something. And his name is Dan Price, Gravity Payments. And basically, it's a credit card transaction processing company. And he was getting he was paying himself $1 million, and he has some employees, and they were all getting paid about $35,000. And he decided to raise everybody's salary because he read a story that said that people who make under $70,000 a year have major problems, and that those problems are quite often reflected at work, as opposed to people who make over 70. Who do much better at work. So he just decided, okay, he slashed his own salary from $1 million to $70,000, and he pays every one of his employees now $70,000 a year. And he basically has gotten so much new business. He says he founded the company 11 years ago. He says he has dozens of new clients who have signed on with the company, and he's thinking about expanding his staff to 120 people. He was raising the pay of 70 of his workers after reading a study on how having extra money made a difference in the lives of people earning under 70. The raise doubled the salaries of 30 of his workers.
Wow, pretty good.
And more people want to work for his company. They got 3,500 job applications in the past week for two positions, five times what they usually get for an opening. So that's one of those deeds that a good deed really does get rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. McDonald's, take note. Fast food places, take note.
I don't think they'll probably get that high.
Well, no, but they're talking about essentially almost doubling. I think minimum wage now is like $8.75. They want to go to $15.
Right. Yeah.
Now $15 is not very much, as we're all going to discover next week when we do our our challenge of living on $42, $6 a day for a week. See how we do.
That's right.
Okay? So we'll have a whole week of reporting in on everybody gets to be Martha Stewart or Julia Child or whatever. All right? All right, so let's finish up with fast food, because we can't really talk about fast food when we're talking about $6 a day.
Right.
One happy meal. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Amy says, Dairy Queen Blizzard maybe several times a year. That's kind of what I was saying.
Yeah, I had never had one of those before, and I actually split it with somebody. I had one of the small ones. They're awfully rich, but
rich.
And they've got to be straight sugar.
Oh, yeah.
But who cares? Yeah, a couple times a year, it's the American way.
Mm-hmm.
It makes life worth living. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We should get them
treat.
As a sponsor. There we go. Is it a summer treat? Yeah, I suppose
free.
In the winter.
Yeah, it's tough.
In theory, in the winter, you're supposed to eat cold food because your body has to warm the stuff up and so to generate heat. And in the summer, we should all be drinking coffee because then the body cools down. It will sort of sweat to get rid of the heat. So we do it exactly opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But biologically, we should be drinking iced coffee in the winter and hot coffee in the summer.
I think
it's not what anybody does, but there you go.
That'd be pretty tough to subscribe to, I think.
Well, you should try it, though. It actually works. And it's like in America, we all take off our clothes when it gets hot. And in countries where people are used to dealing with heat, they put on clothes. They put on light, loose clothes.
That is crazy to me.
Well,
I can't get my mind around that one.
Here, can you say Lawrence of Arabia?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
There you go.
Should give it
you
a
cover
shot.
Your head.
Yeah.
So you don't get sunstroke, and you have light clothing, light linen clothing or cotton clothing, so that it breathes and,
sure.
and you don't get sun on your body.
I'll try it. Set a new fashion trend.
There you go. I can hardly wait. Trevor of Toledo.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Mariko says, Red Hot Cheetos every few months. That's kind of not necessarily a fast food.
That's the stuff that comes off. Cheetos are the orange stuff that comes off on your fingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And they have Red Hot.
I guess so.
I did something. Yeah, I did something. As I said, I decided to hit a salad bar because I was really feeling like I needed some veggies, and so I got some cauliflower and some tofu and stuff. And I decided, well, this looks kind of bland. So they had some Indian stuff. They had some curry chicken. But they had a lot of the sauce, so I thought, well, curry isn't very hot. So I put a little bit over, I poured it over the stuff, so it burned the daylights out of my mouth. I should have tasted it at first. Yeah, major mistake, but what can I tell you? Cauliflower was on fire. All right, there you go.
Nice. Okay, so Rebecca says, I love Pizza Hut and have it daily as my lunch and mini cheese sticks from Papa John's. That's a lot for Pizza Hut.
Gotta be
every
young.
Day.
Gotta be life. Young. Yeah. I know somebody who every day of his life had a Subway tuna. And remember there was the Mercury Square scare about tuna a couple of years ago?
Oh, sure.
I don't think it even slowed him down.
Hmm.
But I'm always impressed with people who get the same thing over and over again. Impressed is maybe not the right word. I'm always sort of awestruck by it. Why would you eat the same thing over and over again? But people do. And they'll say, well, I like it. And I say, well, how do you know about other stuff? Well, I know I like this. Why should I try something else?
Some people
it's
love
the broccoli.
Tradition.
Yeah, it's a broccoli school of life.
Mm-hmm.
I hate broccoli. Have you ever had it? No. How do you know you hate it? I just know. Okay. Hard to argue with that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we got any more fast food stuff?
That's everybody.
We got everybody. All right, so the moral of this story is that when we're going to eat fast food, almost everybody goes for sugar. Either sugar or pizza.
That sounds
right?
About
that's
right.
That's that one kind of, or maybe both. But see, I still think I have the solution is just make fast food good for you, and then we're home free. Home free, I was just thinking tofu. So we're home free, which is tofu, and home free. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I've got about 4 or 5 minutes left in this hour and then another half hour coming up. So if there's something you need to talk with me about, now is a great time to get in touch. And speaking of which, so I don't get behind on emails, Trev, let's lay another email on me, okay?
Okay, this one comes from Jason. And Jason writes, Dr. Joy, I have a roommate here in my apartment who's lately is acting very selfish and my emotional well-being is being affected and I don't know what to do. He is 51 and I'm 28. We both have full-time jobs and all the utilities bills are in my name and he's not helping me out. What should I do with a person who's acting with verbal violence?
Wait a minute. Where do we go from utilities to verbal violence?
I guess he must be saying that he's getting a little bit of flack from his roommate in general.
Well, part of it would be who owns the whose name the lease is in. I assume that both of you, well, I mean, first of all, if one of you owns it, If he owns it, I'd move out. Although it sounds like, if anything, that the lease is probably in your name, and if anybody owns it, you probably do. I'm not sure why you have a 51-year-old roommate. That's sort of an interesting phenomenon. I don't know what the original agreement was. I think if this is the first time you've had a roommate, that you've probably learned the lesson that everything should be written at the beginning, that says that you're responsible for. I mean, you may have two separate phones. Most people have cell phones these days rather than landlines anyway. So the utilities presumably would be heat, water, and electricity. And the idea being that either that's included in the rent that you would charge him, if, assuming that you're the one who is in charge, it sounds like you are, and that so it's just part of the rent. Because trying to collect the money from somebody on a monthly basis, and, well, I wasn't here, or, you know, I don't use the lights or whatever. I'm a little stunned, as you can hear, from the issue of utilities to verbal violence. If it's not working, and evicting somebody in many states is very difficult. It's that most states are really pro-tenant as opposed to pro-landlord. All right, let's go through the possibilities. That this is your place, and you can say that you'll give him a free month, but this isn't really working, and you'll help him find a place, and you'll help him move, and hope he'll go quietly. The second is that it's you own it, and you're going to have to start eviction proceedings against him, which is probably not going to increase the degree of equanimity around the dining room table. So I guess what I'm hoping is that you don't own it. If the lease is in your name, I don't know how much time you have left on the lease, but it may be worth it to go to the landlord and say, you know, we're having this problem. And the landlord may or may not be sympathetic, but and it may be worth it to move out. That way you can cancel all the utilities. I suppose you'd cancel utilities anyway, but if you're living, that's going to make it pretty uncomfortable. The issue with roommates gets to be fairly complicated. As I said, I think the only way of really offsetting it at all is to have everything in writing at the beginning. And if you know, for example, that on a yearly basis, let's say that on average over the last year, the electricity cost, and when you include heat and air conditioning, assuming that it's electrical system, let's say your utilities. I'm just going to bunch them all together because that way I don't have to worry about. Because some people pay for electricity but not gas. Some people pay water. Some people don't pay water. But let's assume all your utilities put together, excluding your phones, because presumably each of you would use your cell phone. And then the question is about internet and things of that sort. But let's just leave that off temporarily because it gets confusing. Or maybe not. Maybe we put utilities as the internet as well. Lump them all together. Figure out how much they cost on average on a monthly basis. Put that in the rent so that, let's say that they all together come to $100 a month, let's say. Or let's say $120 a month. So whatever you were thinking about asking for rent, just put $120 extra on it and just say that it includes all the utilities. That way you don't have to worry about it. Now you can say, well, maybe that'll encourage people to leave the lights on or let the water run or whatever. So then maybe you put in a bit of a buffer then. Instead of, if it costs you, let's say, $120 a month, you put $150 in, with the idea being that you've now got a 25% overage, so that should cover it. Or maybe put something in saying reasonable, although that's going to be an argument as well. So that it's not a monthly kind of argument, and you're trying to collect the rent. I suppose this is why people move into very small apartments, so they don't have to have roommates. I think rather than arguing with them all the time and getting just to be very confrontational, which means going home is going to feel icky, of sitting down and saying, look, tell me what the issue is here, and listen to what he says. You know, it's one of the things that we can convince ourselves that we're right sometimes when we really haven't thought through what the issue is. And we're going to learn a lot more from just saying to somebody, Tell me what the issue is. Tell me what you'd like to have done here. And then listening carefully, as opposed to just saying, look, you owe this, and him saying, no, I don't. Of why does he think he doesn't owe it? And so getting some more information may actually ease not only the antipathy and, you know, the aggression here, but also give you some more information. In going forward, it may serve you better to just include the utilities in the rent, so you don't have to collect it every month. and just keep an eye on what the usage is and say, then maybe you could put in, for example, in the rental thing, it says up to X number of dollars a month. If the utility bill goes over a certain number, certain dollar amount, then I can charge you half of it, you know, half the overage or something of that sort. But getting stuff in writing really helps. It's not a complete insurance policy because even if it's in writing, then people will argue about it. But if it's not in writing, it almost guarantees they will because people feel, you know, that they're being ripped off. We live in a society where nobody really trusts anybody very much anymore. So, but at this moment, I would sit with him and say, you know, explain to me what the issue is here. What do you think is being unfair? What would you like me to do about this? And then hear what he says. And you can call me about it or whatever. But as I said, the issue of the verbal aggression was kind of alarming and came out of nowhere from my point of view. Obviously, it didn't from your point of view or from his point of view. But if you could give me a little bit more clarification about that, maybe I can help you a bit more. Folks, getting things in writing. Because at the beginning, everybody's all lovey-dovey and it's all going to be great. And it can just be misunderstanding that people had one set of assumptions and you had another. And you hear me all the time suggest that that abstractions, assumptions, expectations are really the stuff of which wars are fought. So don't do that. At this particular juncture, I just ask him, you know, what the problem is from his point of view and what you'd like him to do and what he'd like you to do about it and see if there's some solution there. And hopefully his lease is up soon and going forward. And it occurs to me if the utilities are $120 a month, in theory, only half of that would be your renters. So if you, let's say it's $120 and you charge them $100, you've got a pretty good buffer in there. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.